Chapter 3. A Dangerous Place.
Lord Loghain and Taim have indeed patched up their differences, Welland said, sitting inside the common room of the great gathering. He wore bells in his dark braids, and he smiled widely. He always had smiled too much. Both were worried about the division we've been suffering and agree it isn't good for morale. We need to be focused on the last battle. This isn't a time for squabbling.
Andral stood just inside the door, Pibara beside him. It was surprising how quickly this building, a former warehouse, had been transformed into a tavern. Lind had done her work well. There were a respectable bar and stools, and though the tables and chairs spread through the room didn't match yet, the place could seat dozens. She also had a library with a considerable number of books, although she was very particular about who she allowed to use it. On the second floor, she planned private dining chambers and sleeping rooms for visitors to the Black Tower, assuming Taim started letting visitors in again. The room was quite packed, and the crowd included a large number of newer recruits, men who didn't yet fall on either side of the growing dispute, either with Taim and his men, or with those loyal to Loghain. Andral listened to Welland, feeling chilled. Welland's Aes Sedai, Jannera, sat beside him, hand resting fondly on his arm. Andral didn't know her well, but he did know Welland. And this thing with Welland's face and voice was not the same man.
"We met with the Lord Dragon," Welland continued, "surveying the borderlands, preparing for humankind's assault against the Shadow. He has rallied the armies of all nations to his banner. There are none who do not support him. Other than the Shanshan, of course, but they have been driven back. This is the time, and we will soon be called upon to strike. We need to focus one last time on our skills. The Sword and Dragon will be awarded liberally in the next 2 weeks. Work hard, and we will be the weapons that break the Dark One's hold upon this land."
"You say Loghain is coming," a voice demanded. "Why isn't he back yet?"
Andral turned. Jonath Dautry stood near Welland's table. With his arms folded, glowering at Welland, Jonath was an intimidating sight. The Two Rivers man often had a friendly way about him, and it was easy to forget that he stood a head taller than you and had arms like those of a bear. He wore his black Ashaman coat, though it had no pins on the high collar, despite the fact that he was as strong in the One Power as any dedicated.
"Why isn't he here?" Jonath demanded. "You said that you returned with him, that he and Taim have spoken. Well, where is he?"
"Don't push, lad," Andral thought. "Let him think we believe his lies."
"He took the Mihail to visit the Lord Dragon," Welland said. "Both should be back on the morrow, the day after at the latest."
"Why did Taim need Loghain to show him the way?" Jonath said stubbornly. "He could have gone on his own."
"That boy is a fool," Pibara hissed. "He's honest," Andral replied quietly, "and he wants honest answers."
These Two Rivers lads were a good lot, straightforward and loyal. They weren't particularly practiced in subterfuge, however. Pibara fell silent, but Andral could feel her as she considered channeling and hushing Jonath with some bindings of air. They weren't serious thoughts, just idle fancies, but Andral could sense them.
Light, what had they done to each other? "She's in my head," he thought. "There's an Aes Sedai inside my head."
Pibara froze, then glanced at him. Andral sought the void, that old soldier's trick to help him seek clarity before a battle. Sayadin was there too, of course. He didn't reach for it.
"What did you do?" Pibara whispered. "I can feel you there, but sensing your thoughts is harder."
Well, that was something at least.
"Jonath!"
Lind called across the common room, interrupting the lad's next question to Welland.
"Didn't you hear the man saying how much traveling he's been doing? He's exhausted. Let him drink his ale and rest a spell before you pry stories out of him."
Jonath glanced at her, looking hurt. Welland smiled deeply as the lad withdrew, pushing his way out of the common room. Wellen continued talking about how well the Lord Dragon was doing, and about how much each of them would be needed.